preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We are continuing our study of the responsibilities of the Christian man, the Christian husband, as the Lord has outlined them for us in the book of Ephesians, with this great calling for husbands to love their wives as Christ has loved the church and he gave himself for her. Now, we looked at yesterday, we left off with this thought that love is shown when the husband actively pursues serving his wife. That's contrary to what we think today, because we've looked at the prone to abuse, that husband's leadership is going to be prone to tyranny. But this is a love that actively pursues to make the wife beautiful. And we looked at yesterday, we showed that that's what Christ has done for us. And we need to be asking the question then, what can I do better to nourish and cherish my wife rather than what is she doing to make me happy? A woman responds to love, such love, submissively. So this is the picture here. It's true that something is terribly wrong when a husband views his wife, as one pastor said, as a cook, a housewife, a sex partner, and that's it. God gives us husbands a treasure, a small way of representing the love that we enjoy in Christ, one that actively pursues our nurturing to salvation. So I want to outline some more today of what that design is, and I want to look at 1 Peter chapter 3. How do we pursue this cherishing, nurturing love? Well, the Bible has a lot of instruction on this, and we're going to look at a few different passages. This is 1 Peter chapter 3, after instructions are given for, again, wives to submit. We looked at that last week. This is verse 7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. What a verse, isn't it? If the wife is told to submit, there is to be an active pursuit. Now think about this. Think of what's being said here. If the wife is told to submit, there is to be an active pursuit on the husband's part to be understanding. And what else? Giving honor to the wife. Have we ever thought that the wife is to be exalted? Now, Paul calls her what? She is to be exalted as the weaker vessel. Meaning simply that since the wife is made physically weaker than the husband, he needs to do all in his power to protect her, to nurture her, to make her radiant and beautiful. Now, I know this just goes against the grain today in every single way. We have tried to equalize everything. But think about how this verse closes here. Think about what's being presented here. Think about the picture here. God is going to hear the prayers of one. Is God going to hear the prayers of one who's neglecting his wife? Think of verse 7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Is God going to hear the prayers of one who is neglecting his wife? The Bible suggests here he won't even hear them. The prayers are hindered if a man is neglecting the very responsibility God has given to him to love his wife, a love that he expects to enjoy in Christ, right? So there's a certain hypocrisy. We expect to be loved in Christ. Well, then, do we show that love to our wives? There's a connection there, an unbreakable connection. So Christ actively pursues making his bride beautiful, radiant, as a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and under her head a garland of 12 stars, Revelation 12. That is heaven's picture of the bride of Christ. What is she? Exalted, wrapped with these glorious symbols of purity and beauty. Husbands, our calling is to nurture the wife and cherish the wife so as to nurture her and grow her to a beautiful bride. That's the design here given in 1 Peter chapter 3. Well, there's a second responsibility. A husband's love for his wife is also to be a purifying love. Listen to verse 26. We are to love with a self-sacrificial love in order that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. The self-sacrificing love that we have for our wives is to be one that seeks her what? Her purity. Now, what was Adam's failure? Well, Adam let the devil, the most corrupt angel, the most defiled before God, come into the garden in the form of a snake, where Adam himself was given dominion, and seduce away his wife by evil and corruption. There was no nurture. There was no care. There was no protection on the part of Adam. Paul's correcting that. Paul is saying, husbands, God has given you the responsibility to work towards your wife's godliness. The goal of marriage is to pursue, to diligently advance her, and to make her beautiful, reflecting the gospel. It's a wonderful calling. Reflecting God's love for the church. So true love will seek for her purity in what she sees and the things she's exposed to. In a sense, the husband is the shell God has given. When an enemy comes, what do? We protect. And the firm covering, what, seals someone from an attack. So one of the great benefits God has given to the woman is the loving, purifying, protecting care of the husband. Now, we need to think about the seriousness of this. Just how serious is Jesus about the purity of his church? Well, what is his view of wolves? What is his view of those who come into the flock and corrupt it? Jesus is about ready to come in flaming fire to take vengeance on those who have troubled you and who do not know God. He's the husband coming to take his bride home and punish those who have afflicted her. Can you imagine what he's going to do to someone who is trying to corrupt his bride? What if Christ had no care for the purity of the church? Well, you would be led astray today. He protects his body. He protects his loved ones. He protects his elect from all the attacks and onslaught of the evil one, all the fiery darts. Well, that's the responsibility of the husband for the wife. In a very real sense, the man who has no care for the purity and protection of his wife is essentially saying, I don't care about her spiritual well-being and what happens to her. Listen to Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So, here we hear how concerned the apostle is that the church would be protected as a pure, chaste virgin to Christ. The corruption of Christ's bride is his greatest concern. So this is the calling. Husbands, God gives us to the responsibility with our wives. Are we nourishing, cherishing, and protecting them? Sometimes that may include loving admonishment when she's stepping outside of the role, sure. But it's a loving correction out of concern for her own well-being, because we know that's her tendency. Her desire shall be for her husband. We looked at that last week. Her incessant desire is to rule. And Christ corrects us. Christ loves us. Christ nurtures us. But Paul says it is done by what? The washing of water by the word. Let me ask this. Who does the Lord hold responsible in the home for all spiritual leadership? Well, the answer to that is really clear. It's the husband. That means the Bible will be, if he's doing his job, the foundation of the home. That means the conversations will be seasoned with the Word of God. That means before the wife and children, he will teach the truths of the Word of God in the home. And most importantly, he will lead that woman with diligence to hear the Word of God in the life of the church, preached, to receive the means of grace, to strengthen his wife and his family. You know, it's a sad phenomenon that due to ignorance of the word on the man's part in our day, that the woman has become the spiritual leader in the average home. Think about that. That's due to our neglect as husbands of taking the spiritual role. That's shameful. Over and over again, I find in the pastoral ministry that the man has become completely passive in the home. He's not leading, and the woman is the one leading. And the irony to that is the man is a work giant out in the workforce. He gives his all, but when it comes to the home, he is completely passive. And I guess that's just a teaching point to young women who are considering marriage. If you're contemplating marriage and you don't have a spiritually strong man and he is a passive, aggressive ninny, flee. You see, you're setting yourself up for a life of emptiness. You want a strong spiritual leader, one who fears God and will lead you in the way of righteousness. The godly woman should expect her husband to lead her spiritually. She's wired to want that. I believe that. See, I'm amazed at what Paul uses to motivate the man. The purification of our wives is to model, right? What is it to model? Christ's love for the church. We can't forget that. So remember Hosea, the book of Hosea, after going after his prostitute wife, Gomer, he was to buy her back and redeem her and purify her. God showed such love to Israel. So there's a connection there. Our purifying love to our wife is to be like that father who, when his filthy son had come home from the pigsty, clothed him with his best. Our love is to model Christ taking us, one who was filthy, and taking us who was covered in filthiness and dirt, just like being covered in our sin, covering us with the garments of the righteousness of his son. This is the washing of water by the word. God calls the husbands to protect their wives' purity and to make them beautiful with the washing of water by the word. Now, let me say one more thing in closing. A husband's love for his wife is to be a refining love. That's what he says in verse 27. We'll leave it here and pick up tomorrow. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Do you know that the goal that Christ has for his church is to present her before the Father, not having any spot or wrinkle, but without blemish? His purifying love does that. A day of presentation will come. So the challenge for us today, husbands, do we seek that refining, purifying love for our wives? The only way we will is when we come to know the love of Christ for us. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. We preach through books of the Bible. We exposit books of the Bible, preaching the truth of God's Word in season and out of season. So you have a sincere invite to join us. 360-318-0429 is the phone number. LindenURC.com is the website. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.